lightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your light that shining free, I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in because that's what cures and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and how are you tonight? We are on the cusp of Taurus and Gemini. By the time you wake up tomorrow morning, the sun will be in Gemini. It did its transit today. So we're getting away from the Earth heaviness, and we're going into the air sign of aid and penetration and flow. Gemini also represents laughter and fun and parties as much as writing and creativity and new thought. And that's very exciting because we're at a time right now where the veil is thinning.
Now, everybody's heard about the veil one way or another, especially on Halloween. For centuries, Halloween has been known as the Night of the Dead. It's followed by All Saints Day. And it's a time on the planet when things become known to us without explaining why. We tap into what's called the other side or the veil, and others call it the astral plane. And it can do a lot for us. It helps us contact our loved ones. It helps us manifest for when we visualize we can create. And it also helps us begin new projects and have new thoughts and ideas. An air sign, Gemini, Aquarius, and Libra, are the signs that help you work with other people, understand what's going on through thought. And it's really a very special time. This is going to be a special time in a special summer. We have two eclipses that are coming this summer that are going to open us more to the veil. I have a surprise for you. I am beginning to write a new book, The Genius of the Superconsciousness. And that's very exciting for me because the superconsciousness is inspired information. It's information that's beyond the astral plane, because the astral plane is not the pure consciousness of thought. The astral plane can do wonderful things. People get very empowered with the astral planes. In fact, most of your psychics work in the astral plane. However, the astral plane is limited, and it can be motivated and managed through our thoughts instead of the other way around. When you're working in the universal consciousness, you're working with the consciousness of all planets, in all solar systems, in every universe, and there's more than one universe. It is so vast and so incredible that when you meditate on a problem that you may have never faced before, or you want to fix something and you don't know how to do it, if you can tap into the astral plane, you will be shown within how to solve a problem instead of having to look it up or struggling with it or putting it aside for now. I just can't do it. The thinning veil makes what we need to happen very quickly. And it's amazing. A lot of people call it, I was supported by the universe. Let's say you want to go get something at a store and you have to go to three stores and you still can't find it. That's very discouraging, and you go home and you don't have what you need. But let's say you need something and you go to a store and it's there and it's half price and it's exactly what you need, and you take it home and you get your project done. That's called being supported by the universe. Now, I'm a teacher and I work with people all over the world, as most of you know. And I help them get rid of their anxieties and their blocks and their frustrations by teaching them meditation. Meditation, the ability to go into another space and bring in information, is incredible. It's absolutely incredible. You can ask a question and receive an answer. I'm very blessed, because I was born with a gift of being able to ask a question and receive an answer. Now, I don't know why, and I'm sure you don't know why, but it has happened my entire life. And I will tell you this, a lot of people now are beginning to understand that this is also happening to them. This began in 2012. For centuries, religions and gathering the Navajo Indians and the Incas and the people down in Mexico and all kinds of organizations and religions knew that on 2012 something was going to happen that was going to change the world. And indeed it did. On December 21st, 2012, which was the winter solstice here and the summer solstice in Australia, an energy moved. There was a shift. There was a paradigm. And this shift allowed a new energy to fully penetrate the planet. Now, the energy, I believe, had been noticed and seen and accessed before, but nobody knew how to hold on to it. And it's called the double helix. It comes from the center of our galaxy. I don't really believe we know exactly where from, but it now is flowing into our solar system, and it's affecting everything. And I wrote a book called Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, and I explained all of this and how it happens, and how as you grow, spiritually we're talking about, not height-wise, as you grow and move along, you're going to notice a change in yourself. You're going to notice that your dreams might be vivid. You may notice your mind wandering and maybe thinking of somebody in another state, so you decide to give them a call, and they can't believe they're hearing from you. They really needed to hear from you. And you sense somewhere inside that there was a message through that impulse. Well, what it really was their energy. They were sending out energy for help because they needed upliftment. And you tuned into that energy because you're fond of them, and you picked up the phone. And in doing that, you fulfilled their desire. And you fulfilled your desire because your desire was to hear from them and comfort them, and their desire was to have comfort. Something is occurring now that's going to be for the good of all, for all of you, all the people that you know and you besides. We are going into a new way of being, a new way of communicating. Now, I understand that right now we're in the disappearing of people and their values because we have Saturn in Capricorn for 2.5 years. That is a tough row. We are coming into the terrible 20s, and there's going to be all kinds of irritations, and we have to work through the technology and the blocks in a different way. So what Saturn is really doing is it's teaching us responsibility, and it's teaching us a new way to communicate. And I know that you can see it everywhere in the news, in research, in science, in businesses, everything. There's going to be a time when barriers between dimensions are very thin. In other words, there is only benevolence, and very often there are no barriers between dimensions that are close to one another. And you're going to be conscious of what's going on in some other dimension because it's completely safe and it's beneficial. You're also going to find yourself being tuned in to your children, your extended family, your loved ones, a lot of people. And you're going to decide that maybe you're walking in the fifth dimension, or you're ascending. You're finding that you're winning this cosmic battle between good and evil, and that's exactly what it is. I'm going to tell you, and you may not believe me, but that's okay. The astral plane contains evil as well as good. The astral plane is where the magicians work, where the witches work, where the doomsayers work, and they can create energy that can be painful and harmful to other people. They can try to rule your thoughts, and they can try to overtake you in some way. This is what has to be left behind. That is why in December of 2012, we were given a new aura. Everybody in the world now has a new aura. It's the fourth level of the aura. The color is amber. And we will pull that energy in and use it as needed. Now, if you're a chiropractor, a massage therapist, or an energy worker, you probably know this already. And you may not quite understand how this is happening or why. You might think it's mystical and magical, and in one part it is, but actually it is your advancement. It is your ascension. Many people are already walking in the cosmic energies of ascension. They're already vibrating to a higher dimension, and they are deciding to go forth with their life, to leave the past behind, and to embrace their talents and their healing arts. When you're in the fifth dimension, you don't wish anybody harm. You only want to heal. So we're transitioning from the narrowly focused lives and polarized awareness of the third dimension, and we're waking up to the higher vibrations and abilities that are coming in through the double helix of the fifth dimension. Of course, the key is love. Love and acceptance. Acceptance is a part of love. Non-judgment is a part of love. Because love conquers all. Love conquers everything. Love is understanding. Love is not, you don't even need forgiveness because there's nothing to forgive, because you're just loving the person for who they are and how they're expressing themselves. And no matter what people say, there's always a reason that somebody does something. We act either out of love or out of pain and fear. Most people act out of pain and fear because we haven't quite gotten to the place where we are unified, where we know that we're a wave of energy. We know that we're connected to the God source. We know that we cannot live without this wave of energy. The wave of energy comes through the breath. And so you breathe through whatever problems and blocks you have in order to get more understanding, probably sometimes to work out your karma and to get to the other side so that you can have fulfillment and success. And in normal situations for you, you would always know where people are. You would always work maybe on another plane, and you may need some temporary assistance. You and your friends and your family could do whatever you can for others to give them assistance. And that circumstance is happening for you now. I know it's happening for me. Although I do believe giving to charities, I work twice a year in my town to donate to charities, I also believe in helping and making lives better for the people that I know, for the people that touch my life, for the people that I'm acquainted with. Because I know that in the fact that they've either called me for a reading, or they're a friend, or I've needed to help them, and maybe they've needed to help me, there's no separation here. It all balances out in the long run. I know that they're here because my energy has called them in, and I know that they have a gift for me as much as I have a gift for them. But then the only but to that, and there is a but to that, is that sometimes you get tested and you have some people come in and test you to see if you want to go back to the old way or to just suck your energies. And you have to have discernment and discipline and know when to help others and when not to. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I am trying to show you what waking up is, waking up to the ascension and five-dimensional energies. The minute that you know that you have to wake up, you've woken up, which is really neat. If you want to call in and ask a question, the number is 888-429-5471. That's 888-429-5471. Now, there are some experiences that you can encounter when you're going through these changes. And I just want you to know that going through these changes does have some, as I call it, fifth dimensional ailments, which is listed in my book, The New Spiritual Chakras, very explained in that. It's also listed in Ascension and the Ascension Workbook. And the Ascension Workbook, to me, is quite a gift. It took me 18 months to write that book, and it was amazing that I downloaded that energy, which I did. It came from Spirit. But it is so wonderful, and it explains what the new healing is. It explains the new spiritual chakras. It explains how our energy is changing and how we're lifting up higher. It talks about the new heart center, which is the 10th chakra, and the circle of light, where anything can be healed. So I have that circle of light mentioned in all three of those books. Here's another thing that could happen. Some of you might be relaxed and looking at something. It could be a wall. It could be a street. It could be a field. It could be a park. It could be anywhere. It could be work. And you will clearly see something moving. It might be just for a second or two. For some, it will be an outline that looks like a human being. Most of you won't see them in detail, but some of you might. They'll just move, often from the left to the right. If it's something that you see at a different distance, for example, like someone walking, it could have a shaded effect as well. It's almost as if you were looking at a person in the evening and there's not much light. You might see people approaching. You might see people walking past you. But you don't see their details. You don't see their face. You don't know whether they're really male or female. It's so fast. It happens so fast. So it's like a shaded effect. This is an example of being aware of somebody somewhere doing something on the planet that is probably nowhere near you physically. But it also could be someone who's crossed over and you're seeing from the astral because the veil has narrowed. Or it could be somebody from another planet, from another space. This is happening more and more. And I know that as we go through the next 10 to 20 years, this is going to become prevalent. People talk about UFOs and they talk about ETs. I'm talking about something different. I'm talking about energy. You have a double. Everybody has a double. And that double can travel. And it can travel from here to there, or it can travel from here to another space, another galaxy, another time. When I was a little girl, we didn't have VCRs. We didn't have television. The only thing we had was our records and the radio. And what I used to do to entertain myself is I would go upstairs, I would lay down on my bed, I would take some deep breaths. I didn't really know that I was going into a trance. I just did it. And I could go anywhere. I could tell my parents the weather in France, the weather in England, what was going on. And I found that when I thought of somebody that I knew was in pain, whether it was in my town or some towns away, that I could send them healing light. And that healing light would make them feel better. And some of them would call me up and say, thank you. I felt your energy. I got your light. We are moving towards a time when there's not going to be any secrets. We're moving towards a time when nothing will be hidden. There's actually no secrets now. There's just things that are not spoken of in small groups. Many people are aware of many things. They just might not know that the awareness is because they're hearing a few words or something, probably on the other side of the world, and it might mean nothing to them, but it could be somebody else's secret. Don't worry about it. All of you have secrets, and it will simply be a portion of the awareness of all beings. You're going to know if a group of people is planning something destructive or something that could be a danger. I know I've been working with a teenager down the street that is having dreams and nightmares. And every single time she dreams of a town, there's a murder in the town. What does one do with that energy? I've had that experience my whole life. I've seen things happen to people or that were going to happen or that were set to happen. And they're set to happen because of karma, because of a belief system. And you can break that. You can do it instantly. So I believe if you're seeing something that's painful or evil, that you're seeing it to heal it. Anything that you're seeing that's upsetting, disturbing, or destructive, you're seeing it descended healing energy. And we must do that in order for us to stay in balance, and because we are moving into the collective consciousness. The divine is showing it to you because you're on the wavelength to be able to send healing energy. It's like a radio station, or, you know, when you live in the United States, you have a certain electrical system, and when you go over to Europe, you have to bring a transformer, and you have a different electrical system over there. That's what this is. It's a knowing. We're at the very, very beginning stages of this transition, and it's thrilling. It's thrilling to know about what the veils are, and that they are thinning, and that there are changes in energy and circumstances that's going to affect us in the near future, maybe the next month. There are things that are opening up for us. When people lose a job, for example, they get very afraid. Oh, I was no good. They didn't like me. They get into that negative stuff. It's never going to happen again, blah, 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 blah. Well, there's reasons that people lose jobs. They lose jobs because they get up every morning and they say, I hate my job. I really don't want to go, but I have to. But I hate my job. I really don't want to go, but I have to. So what's happening now is the universe is answering your desire. You don't want to work there, so you get let go. Now what? Well, the what is easy. You don't go into fear. You thank spirit that you were released of a job that you weren't comfortable anyway, and you ask to be put into your right place. Put me into my right place, Lord. And get a pencil and paper, and before you go to bed at night, write down the 10 things that you want in a new job, or the 10 ways that you could earn money that you need. Or that your new car is coming. You may not know how or how you're going to pay for it, but it's coming. And you see yourself driving it. You visualize it. You can hear the motor running in the garage. This is the way that we manifest. And it works. Believe me, it works. And I know that there are techniques that you can use. One of them, of course, is to do your meditation, do your breathing, and work your chakras, and then go into that light that always comes at the end of the chakras because you're in perfect balance, and visualize the outcome of what you need. When you visualize the outcome, you're not worried about how you're going to get there. You're not going to say, oh, but that's impossible. I really shouldn't do that, because then you close down. You're good. You just close your eyes and you see yourself walking into your future. And you give thanks. And you don't let anybody around you discourage you or put you down or make you feel that you're not good enough. It's wonderful to have this gift. So the personal part of us is really disappearing, and we need to start helping others to navigate insecure times. We're in a critical area of technology. We are rapidly erasing any remaining personal collective divide these days. Think about the royal wedding last night. Wasn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful the way we are opening up to love? We are opening up to acceptance of who people are. There is no shame. Shame is of the mind. Embarrassment is of the mind. Yes, we have principles. Yes, we have to follow law. Natural law, but some of these other things are really passé at this point. I just want to talk a little bit about the fake news, because we're in a Neptunian time until we get to 2020, where people are under illusion, and where somebody is going to tell you fake news the way a two-year-old is going to tell you he didn't do it when he really did. You will always know when news is fake, or when anything that you hear is fake, by building up your sensory system. How do you build up your sensory system? You meditate. You tune in every day. You accept the wonderful double helix energy every day. You surround yourself with white light, and you dwell in that. And you will become blissful. You will know that you're never alone. You will flow into the oneness and live your life in blissful abundance. And now when I say oneness, that doesn't mean that you're going to get stuck to somebody else and they're going to get stuck to somebody else. No, 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 no. Remember the air signs I mentioned at the beginning of this. The air signs where everything flows. If you need something, it will come to you. For example, I wrote a book, Unlimited Realities. It's doing very well. People love it. It's my life story. And I want to make it into a movie. And I've started the process. I don't know if I can ever make a movie. I've never made one before in my life. But you know what? This movie needs to be made. There's a lot of people that are coming into my life and supporting me in making the plans and in building the foundation and taking the steps into making this movie. I'm in a learning process. I'm not in an ego. I'm not asking for the impossible. I'm creating, and I'm going to manifest it. It may take a year or two. That's okay. The people that are coming in to help me are pretty powerful. They're becoming very good friends. And voila, whoever would have thought? A young widow from New Jersey with two boys would wind up making a movie. Doesn't that sound like another love story that we just heard about this weekend when our prince married his princess? I think it's pretty good. Yes, there are miracles, but they're not miracles. They're earned. They are worked for. They are merging with each other and with the collective consciousness or through the collective consciousness. We need to take a break. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And I know that I've been off talking to you in some kind of ether tonight because I was told I had to do this show. So let's listen to our messages and we'll be back right after this.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of May 20th through May 27th, 2018. The sun moves into Gemini for a month today, Sunday, May 20th. This helps you open to new ideas, explore new opportunities, and activate your restlessness and your need to know more side. A special trine brings you hope for the future and offsets any minor upsets this week. However, be careful of your words midweek as Mercury opposes Jupiter. Remember, loose lips sink ships. Tend to all the little details in your life Monday through Thursday, as a Virgo moon is good for organizing, cleaning, and being more efficient. This is the week to bring ideas into reality through networking and social media. Tuesday is good for mental and intellectual ideas and conversations as long as you don't overdo and fry your brain. The moon finishes out the work week in social Libra, so enjoy the company of others. Pay attention to your dreams on Friday morning. This brings one of the highlights of the year as Jupiter trines Neptune. This is a very positive aspect because the energy brings an abundance of luck, generosity, and compassion. However, don't shoot for the moon or ask for the impossible. Just proceed in a step-by-step manner and watch the doors open for you. Begin now because there's another luck trine in August and you want to be ahead of the game. Saturday requires a level of focus as the moon moves through emotionally intense Scorpio. Delve into subjects that interest you on a deeper level. Remember, Scorpio can bring in needed lessons in love, finances, and self-esteem. The USA Memorial Day holiday, celebrated on the weekend and Monday, May 28th, is generally uneventful and will run smoothly this year. The social and conversational pace is stronger in the evening if you're out enjoying a party. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir called Unlimited Realities, is now available on amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce is a perfect holiday gift for Christmas or for any other holiday. This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it, and it's one of her favorites, talks about the invisible energy known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times, through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written, practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever. Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant prismatic colors and dancing energy patterns will emerge.
By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth four additional chakras as soon as possible: the 8th, the 8.5, the 9th, and the 10th. These four new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the four spiritual chakras will transform the other 7, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the 4 spiritual chakras and the 7 regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the 0 chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are 4 more numbers, 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution.
There is also Elizabeth Joyce's latest book, The New Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them, available at Amazon.com, as well as her website. Opening Your Spiritual Chakras is an MP3 recording that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis.
It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-visions.com.
Be sure to get this wonderful meditation recording, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Shulman, as well as her book, which offers a lot of explanation and guidance, called The Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them,
so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful fifth dimension energies.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward, Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website.
Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
I am blissfully abundant when I gaze into your eyes, and I'm blissfully abundant knowing love that never dies. I am blissfully abundant for the joyous way I feel, and I'm blissfully at peace, all is well and I am. There's a wishful way of thinking that brings the world to me, and this wishful state of being causes real from fantasy. For the mind that stays wide open to the goodness that it feels says I'm blissfully at peace, all is well and I am.
Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Welcome back. And that was my good friend, that was Blissfully Abundant by Elaine Silver. And she wrote it. I think it's a beautiful song, and I want everybody to know that we are blissfully abundant on this planet. You know, Earth is a free will zone. And tonight we're talking about ascension, and we're talking about getting into the cosmic consciousness and the wonderful magic and genius of that consciousness. So, Earth is a free will zone, and one of the reasons the Ascended Masters and other light, higher dimensional beings are interested in Earth is because of the unique perspective of freedom here. Living on Earth gives you opportunities for spiritual awakenings that are unique to this planet. This may surprise you, especially since you have been taught that there are many planets in many galaxies, and some have achieved higher spirituality and technological wisdom. Different ways of doing things, different ways of travel. We don't have any idea how advanced they are. Yet there is something unique about the blue sapphire jewel that I call the planet Earth. There is something very unique about being here. I'm going to talk about the multidimensional self to help you understand it a little better, but we do have a caller, Jenny from Los Angeles. Are you there, Jenny?
Yes.
Is it Los Angeles or Louisiana?
Yes, it's Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. And you have a question? What is your question?
Yes, when you were talking about the astral plane, I've always been so curious about the astral plane. Is it like the first level of heaven? Do all souls have to go there?
The astral plane is not heaven. The astral plane is not heaven. The astral plane is a dimension that surrounds this solar system, because it's more than Earth. And people go there. Some of them get stuck there because they can't ascend, or they're too afraid to follow the light. This is where you have trapped souls, and you have your ghosts, and you have your entities. There's a wonderful book I can refer you to. It's called Man's Eternal Quest by Paramahansa Yogananda-ji. And he has a chapter on the astral plane. But the multidimensional self, if you're in Los Angeles, Self-Realization Fellowship, their home center is in that area. I think it's in Modesto, but I know it's near you. And if you know, do you know the Pacific Coast Highway?
Oh, very well.
If you take the 10 to Sunset Boulevard and turn right, and then up the hill, it forks. You want to take the right-hand fork, and as you do, I think you'll come into the Palisades, and on the right-hand side is the Lake Shrine. The Lake Shrine is a wonderful place. Have you been there?
No, is it Lake, L-A-K-E?
Yes, the Lake Shrine, and it's run by Self-Realization Fellowship. It's a wonderful place to walk through. It's a park. And they have little alcoves, and in each alcove are the signs and tools of every religion. They have the Hindu, they have the Jewish, they have the Mohammed, they have the Christian. And then you can go into whichever one you're comfortable with and meditate. They also have a church. And you'll learn about it's wonderful. You'll learn about Paramahansa Yogananda and his work.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Now, there are many different levels within the self, which include the multidimensional self. That's your blessed higher self. That's what you use when you self-travel or when you have the out-of-body experience. You are a multidimensional being existing on a different level. The most obvious level of the multidimensional experience comes in your dream time, when you have a quiet, evolved and active life. Every one of you will acknowledge that you dream lives, and yet you feel like you're in a different dimension, and you are, because when we sleep, we go back to our pod, our soul school, and we either learn lessons or we have other different experiences, and we can bring back new knowledge, but it also helps you drop your worry, concern, and tightness in your buffer zones. And that's why it's good to meditate, because meditation helps you do that too. It's harder to consider that you're having another lifetime in your dream state. Some of you have even received information that you are commanders on a starship, or that you're living on another planet. Now, that could be from a past life. And I'm not sure about starships, because I don't think that starships are starships the way that we would think of them. They're certainly not metal and nuts and bolts and screws. They're not. They're light. Everything is light. Part of the reason for the difficulty in accepting your multidimensional self is that you are living in a linear time and concept of Earth in the third dimension. If I see it, I'll believe it, and maybe I won't. That's the attitude. Actually, my definition of the third dimension is I want what I want when I want it, without regard to consequences. When you get to the fourth dimension, then you start to realize that there's something beyond yourself, that there is a kind of a oneness, that you have spiritual powers, you have psychic powers, you have telepathic powers, and that part of your life needs to go for service. That's the beginning of the fourth dimension. This makes it, living in the third dimension makes it difficult for your mind to process multi-dimensional experiences. In the linear time, you can agree and accept that you could have a nightmare or that you could be living in dream time. But in the daytime, you know you're living in Earth time. And that's acceptable to your mind because it's, of course, what you know and what you're used to. But when we talk about the multidimensional self, we are also talking about the future and the past and the interdimensional space cells. This level of multidimensional experience can be quite confusing, at least from the third dimensional perspective. So there's the past, there's the present, and as you live the present, you are writing your future, because as you live through this lifetime, you are writing your book of life. Your present life is always your book of life. And then when you drop the body and you go back into your multidimensional body, your light body, this lifetime becomes a part of your Akashic records for you to work out and try to get through what you couldn't get through in this lifetime in the next lifetime. It's absolutely fascinating to study. There are different levels of the self, including the lower, the middle, and the blessed higher self. The higher self is able to work with these multidimensional concepts and connect with energy of the oversoul or the overself. The oversoul, which I call the blessed higher self, knows how to connect with the cosmic ocean, and that's what I'm talking about. The cosmic consciousness that's beyond the astral plane. You know, many people that do channeling, I hate the word channeling, I'm sorry, that do channeling and bring in these entities, or they give lectures, oh, I channel Mafu and I'm going to come in and I'm going to tell you how to live. I'm going to tell you what to be and how to be it, or I'm going to tell you what you're doing wrong and what you have to do right. They're from the astral plane. They are not from the cosmic consciousness. The cosmic consciousness supports you and loves you in your growth. You don't have to sit and listen of who to be and how to be it, because then you're controlled by somebody else. There are different levels, and a drop of water has an experience on plants. It has an experience traveling around the world like the ocean. It has another experience from falling from the sky. And it has an experience of being sipped by a bird. Think about that. We can call this an aspect of the drop of water. And this may sound like an overdrop, but the overdrop is the higher part of the drop that knows that it's part of the great cosmic ocean. So the cosmic consciousness that I'm going to try to write this book about and explain is beyond the astral plane, and you do have to raise your vibration to feel it and to get there. And I do have, actually twice a year, I do what's called a spiritual intensive. And if you come to that spiritual intensive, I guarantee that you will touch your oversoul and that a lot of your fears will drop. If you have body pain or any kind of physical ailment, it can leave. And you will experience cosmic energy and unity consciousness. And I describe it differently than other people because I call it the galactic spirituality, getting beyond the body, the wonderful genius of the cosmic consciousness. Tonight we're going to do a meditation that's going to help you flow into the oneness of the flowing of the season of Gemini and the flowing of the consciousness. It comes to you and then it leaves. It can come as a thought. It can come as an impression. It can come as a dream. And it can come from another person. It's uplifting and it always helps to guide you to what you want to do. This is Elizabeth Joyce. We've run out of time tonight. And if you listen to this archive pod and you decide that you want to have some questions, just let me know. My contact number is 201-934-8986. That's a 24-hour answering service. We're getting ready for the meditation, which is called Flowing into the Oneness. And we're going to have a song before that by Annabella Wood called Always With You, because this energy has to be with you. It has to be on the planet. It's what keeps us alive. It's our breath. It's the breath of you. It's the breath of your children. It's the breath of your husband, of your parents, of any animal. It flows through the flowers. It flows through the grass. It's always here. It's always with you. So next week, we have Frank St. James, and he and I will be answering your questions about what's coming up for you this summer. Thank you for listening, and good night.
to go. Come, let me hold you. You are never alone. Call on me.
And now it's time to prepare for the Let's Find Out weekly meditation. Sit with both feet flat on the floor. Have your spine straight. You can hold your circuits, your thumb and your index finger on each hand with open palms. And you can lay down on the bed if you wish, as long as you're comfortable with your spine straight. Close your eyes. We're going to go into the oneness. The oneness that I call God, whose presence I have recognized, whose pleasure or displeasure I have sought, has been seeing His life through my eyes. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. God hears through my ears. His breath comes through my breathing. His intuition I have felt. Therefore, I know. I know that this body, which I had thought to be my own, is really a temple to God. I did not realize this before. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. I am one with the universe. All of my DNA is in alignment with the divine. I walk with the breath of God. I talk with the breath of God. I feel with a sense of God's presence. Therefore, I dwell in love, peace, and harmony. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. I did not know that this body was a shrine to God. Not knowing that God experiences life through mankind. One is always seeking God somewhere else, in some person or energy, any kind of a diversion you can think of that is apart and aloof from this world. Oh, but the secret is, all the time, God is within
oneself. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Your entire life lies behind you. When you stop and review the past, you see the learning and the joys, and you remember the bittersweet victories and sorrows. You know now that all experiences have revealed great lessons to you, and you are held in the moment when you realize that living the past is what it took to bring you here. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Observe it all. Bless it all. Everything you've experienced in life, every person you've ever met, every experience you've ever had. Bless it all and release it. For in letting go of the pain, when releasing your fears, perhaps through salty tears, you are healing the feelings of failure, rejection, and betrayal. Release it all now. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Once free of this, you can reclaim your true power. With truth and love buried deep within your heart, step through that gateway now. See yourself going into the bright amber light of the gateway. Step through it. And be thankful to fate for bringing you here, in this place, where you are at this moment. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. I want to say thank you to Spirit for all of your goodness and all of your care. There are some who will call it energy, and there are some who will call it prayer. But you know what? There is something to this spiritual force. It's reverent, peaceful, and freeing to know that the journey of the soul that you are making is for me as well as for you. This is what creates the oneness. Embrace it, enliven it, and enjoy it. And remember, live only for that which brings you fulfillment. Cast aside anything else. Live only for that which brings you fulfillment, because God is within yourself. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Now allow yourself to go deeply into silence and enjoy the music.